I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On June 1st, 1787, the delegates to the Constitutional Convention took their seats at 10 a.m. No one there was under any further illusion that a mere correction to the Articles of Confederation was underway. They all understood that they had undertaken the formation of an entirely new government. The topic of that Friday morning was a chief executive. The men in the assembly room of the Philadelphia State House had experience with a man named George, possessed of executive authority. The George they remembered was not George Washington, but rather King George III, and their memory of him was not a happy one. So averse was 18th century America to the idea of unitary authority that the Articles of Confederation neglected to provide an executive function altogether. It was in an atmosphere of deep fear of a tyrannical king, tempered by the realization that government did, under particular circumstances, require a single voice, that the men at the convention began to imagine the office of a chief executive. It was James Wilson of Pennsylvania, far more than Madison or any of the other delegates, who developed a clear and coherent vision of that position. It was Wilson who would author the American presidency. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.